Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to A Twist of Faith. Today, we want to talk about how a misguided religion has corrupted our politics, our country, ourselves, but how it's interpreted. Back in the 1800s, I think somewhere in the 1830s, there was a crime being committed, but it was not characterized as a crime then. Seduction. We now call that same act rape. I'm sure we all can remember how men who slept with as many women as he possibly could are celebrated. He's a stud. He's a macho man. He's a ladies' man. But if you were to flip the script and a woman was to do the very same thing, what would we call her? This is not about what's right and what's wrong. This is about what's real and what's fake. We fake outrage if it was a female. But we say nothing when it's a male. We do the very same thing now when a female claims rape. We don't think about what it is that she endured. We use the way she acts, the way she dresses, the way she presents herself as an excuse for the choice. I'm not one to say that sometimes the actions of one does not bring on actions of another. But I also know that a choice made by one, it's not something that is brought on or made to happen by anybody else. We still decide whether or not we are going to make a choice. The misguided religion is, God says this, so therefore it justifies my actions. There are religious leaders today who people pay big money to go and hear speak, who are now saying that God wants them to be rich. These same individuals wishes you to act a particular way, but feel as though they don't have to live by those same guidelines. Ladies and gentlemen, when the Bible talks about being rich, I don't care how you slice it, it has nothing to do with earthly or monetary gain. Nothing. That's not the richness the Bible talks about. Would we all be willing to agree, those who are of a royal blood are rich already? And if we're willing to accept and agree to that, consider what I've said a couple of times. God is our Father. Jesus is our brother. Jesus is a descendant to the throne of God. So must be us. Bible says the meek shall inherit the kingdom. We decide whether or not we stand in line to take the reins by the way we conduct ourselves while we're here. Every single solitary person created in the image of God, royal blood. And if we agree that those of royal blood are already rich, then wouldn't that mean we are? So let's not get it twisted. Let's not get taken for a fool. Let's not get this whole religious thing misguided. It's not about what you acquire while you're here on earth. It's about how you defend God, whom on judgment day you will be expecting for him to defend you while you're here. It's not about how many houses you have, how many cars you own, how many friends you got, what kind of clothes you wear, the places you frequent. It's simply about the choices that you make while you're here. And if those choices glorify God's existence. Now, nobody is saying lay down and just let people walk all over you. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is make choices and then stand for those choices that you made. Stop seeking kind of excuse. Well, I wouldn't have done that had this person not done that. No. Any decision someone else makes does not determine your choice. It's still your choice. I know I say this a lot, but it doesn't seem to be sinking in to most people. You are not talked into purchasing a certain vehicle when you walk on that car lot. You are talked into it because you choose to be talked into it. To be bad because that's part of your DNA. Because that's the way you were raised. You choose to be bad because you chose. It is nobody else's fault. Things are not working out the way you wish them to work out. There are policies and procedures and rules and regulations, yes. But there is nothing written that says you must follow them. You just got to deal with the consequences. And as soon as most of us hear those words, those three little words, we get worked up. Oh, the end of days are coming. Put it to you like this. These planets, this planet, all planets, have been around for billions of years. That have not. The spirit, the true essence of who you are, have been around for billions of years. But the body, the shell in which your soul is housed. So when you hear someone talk about the end of days, consider the fact that they're probably talking about the end of their days. Hollywood calls it Armageddon. Some other religions may refer to something similar as a caliphate. But all in all, nothing but about the choices we make. People talk about the end of days. And they can give you so many examples of why they believe the end of days is near. And then there are some of us who can be made fools to the point of believing that on a certain date, at a certain time, it's going to happen. Even though the Bible clearly states that no man knows the hour, the day, or the time of Jesus' return. We ignore that part. And rely on human beings to tell us that it's okay to live in an evil way, wait to the very last moment, and then ask for forgiveness for all we've done. Thinking that it's all going to be washed away and we will be forgiven. So my interpretation of the Bible is simple. every decision, every choice that we make. While we are here on this earth, we will be held accountable for as we stand in judgment. And we will not be judged by our friends and our family and our cohorts or our peers. They can judge the body. But the death of a body is not a real death, because the spirit lives on, and only God can kill the spirit. Contribute the end of days to ISIS, or whatever you want to call it. Wars. Some people even have the audacity to call a war a holy war, even though the Bible tells us clearly that there is no such thing as a holy war unless that war is fought with God-made weapons, not man-made weapons. So when you decide to go to war and you pick up a man-made weapon, that is not a holy war. God did not make weapons. A God-made weapon is your knowledge, your maturity, your desire to speak and to defend God's wisdom against those who wish to take it, twist it, and manipulate it to suit their own purpose. If you're ever out and about, or even if you're ever just sitting home and you hear someone take and twist and manipulate the words of God, and you say not one word, then I would say you're not defending God as you wish and as you're going to want for him to defend you. Come your day in his court. Your defense of God doesn't have to be right for everybody else. Your defense of God has to be right for you. It has to be based on your convictions, your beliefs, your truth. No one says that you have got to believe everything you hear. We simply say, pick up the Bible and read it for yourself. If someone tells you that this is what God is saying, and somewhere within your very soul it doesn't ring true, simply pick up the book, read it for yourself, and then make a determination from that of what you should believe. That is not difficult. Never has been, never will be. It's quite simple. And therein may lie the problem. Back for everything to be so complicated. But if we allow ourselves to be true we may just find that the majority of the answers that we seek and we find turn out to be, for some reason or another, you can't get the cap back on the bottle. But if you take your time and begin it straight, you see how truly simple it is to accomplish the mission. There's nothing complicated about the Bible. There's nothing confusing about the Bible. It's only complicated and confusing because that's what Satan wants. That's what evil lives off of. The devil is better served when things are complicated, because if it's really complicated, chances are you're not going to spend much time trying to decipher. It's because you got way too many other things to do than to take care of that one God asked all of us to do. Protect the treasure. The treasure of your soul. There is no such thing as a holy war. Remember back in the day, they had what they call the Crusades. Those individuals whom were chosen were allowed to go out and plunder and kill and steal. Well, they stored. We celebrate the Knights of the Templar. We look down upon Redbeard and all other pirates. Because in the beginning, when it was done under the auspices of religion, it was a justifiable good thing. But when it's done under the flag of a skull and crossbones, we all know better than that. Bible says sin is bad. The Bible means all sin. Not certain sins under certain conditions. Don't know how else to try to get you to understand. Surviving this world is not about any kind of decision made in the flesh when it comes to using the basis of the flesh. Our religion is misguided. And as long as that religion is being taken advantage of and directed in the way of evil instead of the way of good, it's going to continue to be misguided. And it will corrupt everything it touches, just like any disease. And in order to eradicate this disease, we have to first start taking responsibility for each and every choice we make. You have the ultimate choice. You have the ultimate choice to decide whether you are granted eternal life or not. No one else has that choice. No one else can make that for you. And no amount of money you put in some dead gum collection plate is going to save you from that. to save yourself. You have to protect your soul. You have to guard that treasure. It's not difficult. Whatever anybody else say, read the book yourself. Develop your own thoughts, ideas, and beliefs, and stick with it. It's just that simple. But then again, maybe you like it complicated.